Hey, welcome to Rebel Base, IGN's weekly Star Wars show.
All right, so big news this week then. We have learned, but not confirmed, that three people that we know will be appearing in Star Wars Episode 7, The Force Awakens. And they are Iko, Yayan, and Sessup. I'm really sorry, I'm not going to be able to pronounce the actual things. But they are actors and martial artists. They've appeared in...
The Raid and The Raid 2.
And other films as well, but those are what they
They're really famous for that, because they're such a big part of those films. So those movies are those sequences, those fight sequences. Yeah. So they're all kind of skilled martial artists. Mm-hmm. Is this correct, Gavin?
And it's come out that they are going to be in the film. So we thought we'd just talk about what we think that means for Star Wars Episode 7 and where we think it's going to go.
Yeah.
But actually, do you think it's a good thing that they've been cast?
Yeah, well, you can tell immediately if they are cast what that means for the movie in general, because they're not being
cast. Probably.
Yeah, they've not been cast to be like character actors and to deliver monologues and soliloquies to camera.
Yeah.
You know, you hire these guys for one reason, because they're amazing performers, they're skilled martial artists.
And just beat the shit out of each other.
Yeah, and like the incredible action sequences. And that's what they're known for, and that's what The Raid is known for.
Mm-hmm.
And this, you know, this got us thinking about previous Star Wars movies, and even though obviously the original trilogy is everything to us and it's amazing, you know, it's fantastically exciting, the action in the prequels is arguably more kind of kinetic, cinematic,
definitely
compelling in some ways, especially Phantom Menace.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, you can say what you want about Phantom Menace and about the original trilogy, but I mean, I don't think there's anybody who is a Star Wars fan, and even if you hate those films, there's absolutely no way you can deny that Duel of the Fates sequence with Qui-Gon Jinn and Obi-Wan against Darth Maul is incredible, and it's still really good to watch now.
And we bring that up because the guy who played Darth Maul, Ray Parks, he was also Toad in the first X-Men.
That's right, yeah.
He has a little David Beckham Cockney voice in real life, but he is he's a martial artist.
Amazing.
And so all of that stuff he's doing, a lot of that stuff when he's pirouetting in the air, somersaulting, he's doing that for real. Obviously, some of it is augmented. And they're so kind of tight and intricate that it really kind of realized for me what the heyday of the Jedi's was. These were skilled warriors. That they would have these really fast fights because they would be able to predict the next move.
Yeah.
They could use the Force to know what the next move was.
Yeah.
So there's kind of this weird kind of predictive fight, which you never really got a sense of in the original trilogy. If you think back to the original trilogy, the lightsaber fights aren't that spectacular. The first one that you really remember seeing, the one between Obi-Wan and Darth Vader, you know, it's pretty wooden. You know, these are two... You know, one's a really old guy at the end of his career, and the other one's, you know, half human. You know, he's half robot.
Yeah, but these guys, I mean, they're used to fighting each other. Because at first I thought, oh, maybe they're, because the three of them have been cast. So initially I thought, oh, maybe the three of them are, you know, either like Sith Lords that are going around, like maybe like it's like a group of cronies or something like that, or they're Jedis together going out. But actually, they're probably not going to be on the same side, because if you hire these guys, you've got to hire pretty amazing guys to fight them.
To counter them.
Exactly,
unless you're
going
to train Boyega over weeks and weeks. But even then,
what's
he'll
the
never be as... Because we had Iko into the office a couple of years ago for The Raid. And we were kind of messing about with him. And we were like, oh, can you show us some moves?
Yeah.
And he showed us, like, showed me and Chris, like, a move, like, to grab someone's arm and turn them around.
Yeah.
And you were like, oh, yeah, like, I want to learn that. And then he'd do it for you. And then you go, oh, can you do it a bit slower? You're like, I'm not quite getting what you're doing. Can you do a bit slower? And I'm like, I'm not getting that. It's because he can't slow it down. He's so fast. Even him doing it slow was too fast for you to really understand what was going on there.
So who do you think that they could be playing in the movie? Are they Jedi? Are they Sith, maybe? Or something else?
I don't know. Maybe. I mean, maybe they are going to the role of Ray Park. You know, Ray Park was Darth Maul, but voiced by Peter Serafinowicz. Like, do you think they could be doing that and they're going to be losing their voices for that?
Possibly. They could be acting on the prosthetics.
Yeah.
They could be doing motion capture for all we know.
Yeah. That's a
possibly,
good
possibly. It's
all
kind of weird that they were involved and it's only coming out now that they were actually part of production. They really kept that secret, and for it to come out now is strange. So what else could this mean for Star Wars? You've got like maybe a little pet theory what this could mean one day going forward.
Well, as a fellow Welshman, so like The Raid and The Raid 2 are famously directed by Gareth Evans, who grew up really, really close to where I live.
Yeah.
And I think genuinely this would be awesome if the three of them are playing characters that are being set up for a spin-off Star Wars movie, which will be directed by Gareth Evans, I think. So maybe they, you know, there's a couple of, maybe they play really, really small roles and there'll be like one really cool scene and they go off, they're sent off to do something by one of the principal characters that we know, which then gets resolved in a future spin-off movie.
Almost like Rosencrantz and Guildenstern are dead.
Yeah.
Shakespeare.
That'd be
no, but like, I think that's really interesting because so far what we've heard of the kind of spin-off movies, we know that Gareth Edwards is doing one.
Yeah.
Gareth Edwards?
Another Welsh one.
Yeah, and also Josh Trank is doing one. The rumours for those are maybe more kind of almost not linked to these movies, maybe taking place around the time of the original trilogy.
Yeah.
Be interesting to see whether the kind of what we call the core movies, the episode movies, are actually going to be a launching pad for these spin-off movies, or whether they'll try to keep them a bit more distinct. Do you know what I mean? Like, if you have the core episode movies, I almost feel that's following like Marvel template, like have it introducing a character to then spin it off next year. I think it'd be more interesting to have almost the kind of the off years being like these kind of one shots, self-contained, less consequential. So you don't have the big kind of headache of making it all connect down the road. You know what I mean? Because I think you can get a bit contrived. Whereas I feel like if this Boba Fett spin-off movie, this heist movie, such a good idea, doesn't really add much to maybe episodes 7, 8, and 9.
Maybe
but
not.
It's a cool idea.
But I do like the. I mean, I always get a kick out of watching the Marvel movies where, you know, you see one character and then that is set up for, you know, their own personal film. I don't know. I always.
But I think that almost transforms Star Wars though.
Yeah.
Because it makes the episode movies kind of less important. Do you,
Think that have Avengers and all the other ones though? Because I always think like when I'm watching a Thor movie or Captain America movie or an Iron Man movie, maybe not Iron Man 3 because I do love that, but I always feel with those that they're never as big as Avengers and everything is sort of leading towards Avengers.
I see what I think about that. I think Star Wars adheres to kind of three-act structure.
Okay.
Each one is a trilogy.
Right.
Whereas Marvel Cinematic Universe is kind of drawing on what Marvel has done for the best part of 70 years, which is tell extended stories across multiple titles.
Yeah.
And lead towards big events like Infinity Wars. Okay. Whereas I think Star Wars is more about those kind of, it's about, almost, I guess the Skywalkers is the through line for all of them.
Yeah.
And it's kind of like three discrete episodes that function as trilogies.
Yeah, so you don't want them to muck around with that too much.
Don't muck about with it.
Well, there we are. Don't muck about with it. Yeah. So that's what we think about the casting of these guys, but you guys were really excited about it as well. In the news story that we had, there were like 500 comments of people just losing their minds excited.
That's standard.
Yeah. The heir apparent saying, are they playing Darth Maul's three illegitimate offsprings looking to avenge their father's death?
That's the plot line of Chipmunks the movie, I think. Alvin and the Chipmunks.
I'll pass this over to you so you can read out Slit Your Guts' comment.
Okay, he says, both Raid films are among my favourite action movies of all time. If they utilise them like we're hoping, it'll be hard to fathom the level of awesome this will achieve. That will be a level of awesome.
And also Lulu Duby says, the only thing that could make the Raid movies better would be lightsabers. Now my life is complete. But what do you think about it? Let us know at rebelbase@ign.com or in the comments below or hit us up on Twitter. But for now, we'll see you next week.